5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Raven, you ready for your options today?
What do you got?
Number one, bar cancels event offering free drinks to women based on bra size. Fastest way to get canceled.
I was
going to
say.
Get set. Yep.
Today's current climate, that seems like a poor choice of marketing.
Number two, Missouri cops issue warning to not wrestle the Bears.
Seriously.
And number three, driver receives speeding tickets after thief steals his car.
I mean, come on. That's terrible. I'm going to go with cops and Bears. Why not?
Yeah. The police put on their Facebook page not to wrestle the Bears after there's been a couple bear sightings repeatedly. It's almost like the same bears keep showing up, and they almost look friendly at this point because they're always around, right?
That's the time when a bear becomes dangerous, so be careful with that.
So the police issued the warning not to wrestle the Bears, and they wrote, "This is real," because in Missouri, there is a statute that states bear wrestling is a misdemeanor. Adopted in 1998, the statute states that a person has violated the law if they, ready for it, Raven? Wrestle a bear, allow bear wrestling under their control, promote, conduct, or stage bear wrestling, advertise bear wrestling, collect admission fees related to bear wrestling, buy, sell, or own a bear used for wrestling, or surgically alter a bear for wrestling.
Oh my gosh. It's just a misdemeanor? That should be a felony.
So here's the history guy explaining why this law exists in so many states now.
Okay.
In the 19th and early 20th centuries, bear wrestling was a popular attraction in traveling circuses and carnivals. Bears were often declawed, defanged, and muzzled, making them vulnerable to harm. And the human participants risked severe injury or even death. As society's attitudes toward animal welfare evolved, enacted a law prohibiting bear wrestling to protect both bears and humans from harm.
Yep.
The stuff we did was terrible. If you remove the claws and the fangs and muzzle the bear, and that bear still manages to eat you at some point, thank you, bear.
Strike one
for the bear.
So last night when I was researching all this, I got deep into the YouTube bear wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's like at the Iowa State Fairs. Like, it was common in the 70s at the state fairs.
That's terrible, man.
Isn't it wild?
That's terrible.
Okay, so let's play Strange Law, True or False.
Okay.
I'll read to you a state's strange law. You tell me, is that in fact a real law or did I just make it up?
Go.
In California, if a frog dies during a frog jumping competition, it is illegal to eat it.
I'm going to say that that is a false. That is not a real law.
No, you are wrong. It is.
What? Come on.
Did you know it's illegal to eat a frog that dies in a frog jumping contest in California? In Calaveras County, California, the 1957 state law says if such a frog dies or is killed, it may not be eaten or otherwise used for any purpose.
So what do you do, like a Viking pyre? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I mean, you gotta revel in his death. You gotta revere him now that he's gone.
Yeah, put him on a raft. You set him off. You light it on fire.
Sad.
All right. In Connecticut, a pickle cannot legally be called a pickle unless it bounces.
I'm pretty sure that one is actually true.
The Hartford Courant details the arrest of two pickle packers accused of conspiring to sell pickles unfit for human consumption and prompting the Food and Drug Commissioner at that time to offer up this sage advice. If it doesn't bounce, don't eat an ounce.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah. Pickle packer.
Yep.
Thank you.
Let's do one last one.
Okay.
In Washington, it's illegal to shoot Bigfoot and comes with a fine of 5 years in jail.
I mean, it seems like a good law to have, but I'm going to say that one is fake.
Nope, that's a real law.
What?
If you're Bigfoot hunting in Washington State, better make sure that you're only armed with a camera. Since 1969, the famous cryptid has been legally protected, with shooting a Bigfoot being a felony punishable by 5 years in prison. And he's now legally classified as an endangered species.
Oh, he's endangered, all right. We've been looking for him for a long time.
Yeah.
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.